Praise be to God, our Lord. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, which is House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Once again, thank you for tuning in to House of Christ Ministries present the Reverend Donald Davis, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and by honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for calling me to be a fellow workman and joint promoter and a laborer together with you. I am committed to honoring the Great Commission. I am committed to pray and not give up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit myself to walk in the Word. Your word living in me produces your life in this world. I recognize that your word is integrity itself, steadfast, sure, eternal, and I trust my life to its provision. You have sent your word forth into my heart. I let it dwell in me richly in all wisdom. I meditate on it day and night, so that I may diligently act upon it. The incorruptible seed, the living word, the word of truth, is abiding in my spirit. Seed is growing mightily in me now, producing your nature, your life. It is my counsel, my shield, my buckler, my powerful weapon in battle. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It makes my steps are ordered in the word. The Holy Spirit leads and guides me into all truth. He gives me understanding, discernment, and comprehension, so that I am preserved from the snares of the evil one. Holy Spirit, I submit to your leadership and thank you for interceding for us with groans that words cannot express. You search hearts and know the mind of the Spirit because you intercede for the saints in accordance with God's will. I boldly and confidently say that my heart is fixed and established on the solid foundation, the living word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that souls will be saved at the teaching of this lesson tonight. And we thank you for the opportunity and privilege to minister to your people. We thank you and we bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I humbly submit myself to your word that speaks the very thought of my heart. Father, I pray that the peace of Christ Jesus rule in my heart, and I'm thankful for your grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Father, may your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. We will take a short break and come right back.
Oh,
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. I must remind you that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our School of Ministry, the House of David School of Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Tonight's scripture reading will be taken from Luke 4, the King James Version. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, shewed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power I will give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bear him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceed out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said unto them, "Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel at the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they that in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill, whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife mother, was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And the devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. There ended the reading of the gospel. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and forever. Amen. Let us take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28 verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We must remind you that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And now we will get into the lessons for tonight, which is a deliverance lesson that we will be doing. God raises up deliverers when people begin to cry out to him because of the oppression from the enemy. Judges 3 verse 9 gives us an example of this. It reads, "And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered the even Othniel the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. It was also the cry of the children of Israel that caused God to send Moses," Exodus 3, verses 9 through 10 says, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." When the people of God do evil or turn from the Lord God, the enemy has opportunity to oppress them. But when they cry unto God, he yet delivers them. In the Lord's Prayer, we are instructed to ask him to deliver us from evil. Matthew 6, verse 13 says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." Jesus taught us to pray about this, because he knew that the enemy would try to oppress us with evil. Jesus' words gives us the confidence that we can ask God to liberate us as well as others from the devil's oppression. God sees the measure of evil oppression in the land, and when we truly cry out to the Lord, he sends forth a deliverer. Our nation and world is in a crisis morally and spiritually, and many people don't even realize it. For you, the Christian, who has been crying out to the Lord about the oppression that our moral and spiritual decay has caused, know this, that God has heard and is setting the stage for a breakthrough by releasing deliverance through deliverers in the land. God wants the oppressed free, and he's equipping you, as well as others, to bring deliverance. There is deliverance for others inside you. All of us Christians are called to deliver people from eternal death through Jesus Christ, while some are called to deliver people from sickness, infirmity, poverty, drugs, alcohol, brokenness, fornication, depression, mental illness, demonic oppression, and influence, and more. Deliverance requires pushing or pressing forward. Deliverance is often like childbirth, in that it is carried in the bosom of a man or woman of God, growing over time. It does not happen or just happen. Rather, it has a gestation period, like a woman who is pregnant. The closer you get to the due date or season of delivery, the harder it becomes. There is often great anguish before delivery, but joy after it. There is great burden and pain in the natural process of childbirth, and so it is with the deliverance that God has placed in us the birth forth. At the point when the breakthrough is about to happen, we must push and push and push until deliverance is released from the area where it was being prepared into manifestation. New York City is awaiting the breakthrough of the deliverance anointing that is inside you. Moses' preparation in becoming a deliverer. First, he moved in presumption, thinking that he knew how to do it in his strength. The human mind does not comprehend what is required for deliverance. Deliverance is not just natural, but must first be dealt with on a spiritual level. He moved in pride, thinking he could do it in his own strength. His plan backfired. When the people thought he was helping, turned on him. Moses was then broken and prepared in a way he least expected. He was right in thinking that he would be the deliverer, but wrong in his approach or method of deliverance. God took 40 years getting Egypt out to qualify Moses to get his people out of Egypt. After 40 years of preparation, God calls Moses from the burning bush and tells him that he's going to send him to be the deliverer. After this 40 years of preparation, Moses was called by God the meekest, the humblest man on earth. The pride that made him move in his own strength was gone. His mental state went from prince to servant. Before he went on his own, but now he was given a commission from the Lord. Don't go on your own. Wait for the Lord's direction. God does not just tell him to go, but gives him a divine strategy. God then equips him with the spiritual tools to go to deliver his people. You must first put down your own plans. God gives the plan. If God has not given the plan, then find out who has the plan for you, and then follow. You may realize that you are called, but you probably don't understand the preparation needed to be sent by God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Successful preparation brings about the necessary qualification to be sent. Let God break you and prepare you. This will most likely happen away from public view. When God is breaking you, it often requires humiliation to gain the needed humility to be a deliverer. God then calls you forth, often in unexpected places and times. It will be in his timing and not yours. God will then send you with the commission or authorized assignment. God will give you a divine strategy for victory. God will then equip you to accomplish the task. Beloved child of God, you are living in a time of deliverance in this city and nation. There are people who have been in the wilderness, being stripped of Egypt. They have had their personal burning bush experiences and have been given God's tragedy to set the people free, so that they may come to worship God. Open your ears and heart to hear their instructions. The world was in a crisis, wherein all people were oppressed and in bondage to the devil. God the Father sent God the Son, Jesus Christ, to be the special deliverer. After Jesus' sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection, which gave all people the opportunity to be set free, he now sends you to declare this deliverance and continue this work throughout the area he has called you to do it in. In his name. Don't be consent or content seeing your neighbors and family being oppressed and beaten by the devil. Something should rise up in you when you see that the enemy is doing to humanity. At this time, don't move out in what you think you know to deliver the people. For deliverance is not in your planning, rather in God's plan. There are various levels of deliverance. Some are called to deliver nations, others people groups, cities, communities, their families or neighbors. It won't just happen. You must go when you are sent. You can release the deliverance anointing that is in you by seeking God for his strategy and timing, repenting for your sins and standing proxy for the sins of the person or area you are seeking to set free. Fast and pray for those needing deliverance as the Holy Spirit directs you. Bind and cast out every demonic spirit that the Holy Spirit shows you that is oppressing in the name of Jesus. Then begin to share your faith in Jesus Christ with the person or in the area. Begin to teach and instruct those delivered in how to live free from bondage and oppression. This should be done under the direction of the Holy Spirit. We will take a short break and come right back. Thank you. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. We also encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and also our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our School of Ministry, House of David School of Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Now we will go right back to our lessons, and for this part of this segment, we will be talking a little about demonization. Acts 16, verses 16 through 18 says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." As we endeavored to study the subject of demonology and deliverance, we must address the subject of demonization and define what it means. The Greek word for possessed is daimonizomi, pronounced daimonizomi, meaning a voice from a demon, to be exercised by a demon, or to have, be vexed with, or possessed with a devil. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines possessed as owning or having, controlled by, or as if by a spirit or other force. One of the meanings of the root word possess is to gain or exert influence or control over, dominate. Demonization, in layman's terms, is being possessed by a demonic spirit. It is important that you realize that demons have no physical bodies to affect humanity or the earth through, for they are spirits. As we have read in Acts 16, verse 16, the damsel was possessed with a spirit of divination. It is difficult for spirits to cause destruction and damage to a physical world without natural or physical bodies to touch it. Because of this, spirits look to influence or possess the mind of a person in order to cause destruction in the physical realm. Not only can they possess humans, but also animals, according to Luke 8, verse 33, which says, "Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place in the lake and were choked." Although demonic spirits can influence or possess animals, their greatest object to possess is humanity. Satan has multitudes of people under his power because of sin, and he uses them to effect his plan of destruction against one another. In Acts 26, verse 18, we hear of the account of Paul being instructed by the Lord Jesus Christ that he would turn people from the power of Satan. It reads, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." One of the best ways to defeat an enemy is to know and understand their aim and purpose. The purpose of demonization or possession is to establish a stronghold. In 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 4, we are told that we have weapons to pull down strongholds. It reads, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold." What are strongholds? The Greek word for stronghold is okourama, meaning to fortify, through the idea of holding safely. It is a castle. We see from this that it is the enemy's objective through demonization or possession to fortify themselves in a position or place, as well as to keep it for themselves. Demons try to build castles to keep what or who they have demonized or possessed. Although it is the enemy's objective to establish strongholds through demonization or possession, it is our responsibility and duty to pull them down. We, the Christians, must be able to identify or discern the activities of demons as well as their habitations, whether they be in an individual person or a group of people or a neighborhood, a school, city, family, state, nations, or its leaders. Identification is the first step to expulsion or casting out of devils. It is foolish to take on the attitude of, "It's not affecting me." Please understand a truth about demons. They want to take over and expand their territory. It is just a matter of time before they try to possess your community, your family, your friends, your neighbors, to place their castle and to fortify it. Jesus tells us about the strong man. Please don't let them build a stronghold around you, because you were not concerned, or because you did not understand how to discern or identify their activity or workings. We will take a short break and come right back. And he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And I would also like to remind you again that we will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. And there will be a continuation of this lesson, Demonization, which we will continue on Sunday at 9 p.m. Now, I would like to extend an invitation to all the non-believers tonight. During his time on earth, Jesus Christ was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, "Follow me." He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Perhaps tonight you feel that Jesus Christ is speaking to you. Imagine if he was with you right where you are, giving this invitation. What would you do? He's really inviting you to become his child, or to recommit your life to him. Tonight, I encourage you to submit to him. I encourage you, wherever you are, if you're listening to this program, to submit to the Lord. He's calling you as an individual. He's calling you as a couple. He's calling you as a family. And I just want to remind you that He died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have done. And He can give you a new life if you'll only submit to Him. Right now, wherever you are, I would like you to pray this prayer with me. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I'm a new creation. All things have passed away. Now all things become new in Jesus' name. Beloved, please write to me, the Reverend Donald Davis, at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, and I will respond to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity tonight to minister to your people, and I lift you up tonight. O God, grant us now glimpses of your beauty, and make us worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all tonight. Amen and thank you. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com, Reverend Davis, /Reverend Davis. Good night. And Godspeed.